So my name is Corey, and I am proud and curly.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every Friday, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. Hi guys, welcome to the fifth episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about how transitioning from a relaxer to natural hair isn't for everybody, and how to love what you got and take care of that. Today, we're talking with Corey Carter. A quick news update, I made a Facebook page, so please go and follow us there on Facebook. A lot of you guys have been following us, and I really appreciate that. We'll be discussing more things there and discussing the episodes there, so don't miss out on that. And any links that we reference, as always, will be in the show notes. And if you're curious to see Corey's hair, head over to the Proud and Curly Instagram page. So let me go ahead and introduce my YouTube bestie, Corey Carter. I met Corey through Instagram. Somehow I was following her when she posted about starting a YouTube channel, and I remember commenting, "Do it." She then attended SCAD, and I kind of gave her a lot of advice and mentored her as she started out, but she caught on quick, and she's super talented. Now she's known for her crochet clothing and home decor items that she makes custom, her hot fire outfit of the day videos on her YouTube channel, and just slaying the campus with her colorful protective hairstyles, like her classic blue faux locks. And stay tuned for some inspiring tips she tells us in the fire round of questions called The Curly Five. Hi, Corey.
Hi.
Thank you for joining the show. Would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Corey, better known as K. Nicole everywhere else.
On YouTube.
On YouTube, on Instagram, on Snapchat, all of my social media, on my website. But yeah, I basically have a YouTube channel. I make fashion and beauty videos. Me and Sierra have done many collabs in the past, and I am studying fashion and photography, so that's pretty much my life right now. I have my own website. I make crochet pieces. If you want to go check that out, I am knicole.com. Shameless plug real quick. but yeah, that's pretty much it about me. I'm just a very social person on all social media, making bomb videos, trying to be like Sierra one
hot
day.
Fire. No, she's trying to be like Desi. She's making hot fire OOTD videos. So
I aspire to be the Black Desi one day. So yes, I can agree to that.
I'm so excited to have you on because we've been talking about doing podcasts for so long, and it's a thing.
You are literally doing it. Like, we don't even have to talk about doing it anymore because you're doing it.
Well, I'm going to be on yours soon, so it's going to be lit.
Yes, whenever I can snatch my life together and get my little show going. I'm trying. I'm actually about to host the BSA radio show here at SCAD, which is interesting. So it's going to be, it's going to be kind of like, my introduction to this world, I guess, of
that'll
like
give you a nice taste.
Right. I'm like, I just want to, get my feet wet a little bit before I can actually start my own thing. So I feel like I'm really going to like it. We've put a lot of planning and things into it. So once I do that and kind of listen to Sierra a little bit and get her feedback, because you're doing it, so you're like telling me like all the behind the scenes work of like how it is to actually do it yourself. So I guess after I start like doing it for the school, I can kind of figure out what exactly it is I want to do for myself.
Yeah, that's true. I would definitely say plan and don't try to rush it. But
yeah, I'm going to have this plan, like
have a contingency time where it's like, things can go wrong because you're just like learning so much that you just don't know. And it takes a lot of time to learn it. So
Yes, I applaud you because I've literally watched you like sit and plan all this stuff, and we talk about it like all the time, and now it's finally here and I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's going to be interesting to talk about your hair today because I've never really talked to you about your hair except for like that one video we made with Amelia.
But oh, yeah. Hurricane Matthew.
Most of when I'm talking to you about hair, it's like about like, can you braid my hair down?
Facts.
Because you know how to braid and I know, and I'd be needing braids for under my wigs and things. So.
Yeah, I don't really talk about my hair a lot. I don't know why. I just don't.
Well, we're going to get into it today. You're going to let go all the tea.
I'm going to spill all the tea from like middle school until now.
So how was your hair like as a child? Like, how did you feel about it? How did you wear it?
When I was younger, I really loved my hair. My hair was so long. Like, when I tell you my hair was like mid to lower back. Like, it was long, thick. It was amazing. I look at all the pictures from like when I was a little girl playing dress up and putting on my grandma's makeup. Like, I would just look at my hair and be like, my hair used to be so long. Like, what happened? What happened to it? It used to be so long and thick, and it just used to be so shiny and everything when I was younger. But I mean, everyone says like when you're younger, your hair always flourishes, mm-hmm. I guess. So it's just like once you start getting older and you have to actually start taking really, really good care of your hair is when a lot of people like to slip up. But yeah, when I was younger, I loved my hair. Like, I would love, my mom would always play in my hair. My mom's been doing hair since before I was born. So I would always like either wear pigtails or she would do these cool like rubber band twist things in my hair. Like, I would always have like these cool little funky hairstyles that she would do. Oh. She was just always playing in my hair.
So you were that kid, like,
yep.
Like with the bomb hair.
Yep. That was me. I was ready for like all the school pictures, you know, that was me.
Like extra grease down.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Edges was laid before edges was even a thing, you know.
So how did that go as you like went up in school and started doing your own hair? I guess you had your mom there to guide you.
I'm like, did I ever do my own hair?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really am spoiled. Like, my mom, it just basically spoils me. Like, I literally think about how my life is going to be as an adult once I like move away from home or whatever, and my mom is not there to do my hair. I'm gonna be like Shayla and like hire a personal stylist to like come to the house or something and do my hair, because I'm just not going to be capable of doing it. That's just how I was raised, pretty much. I'm like, I'm not capable of doing my own hair. Like, I don't desire to do it. Even if I try to do it, it's not going to look as good as if someone else does it. So I literally dread like moving out just because of my hair. That's like the main thing I always think about.
Does your mom do her own hair?
She does. She'll do it herself, or I will help her do it. I usually, when I'm home, I would do like her braid downs and her weaves and stuff like that. But my cousin is home with her, Nina Boss. Shout out to Nina. Yeah, she basically does my mom's hair when I'm not there to help her. Yeah.
That's what I was wondering, if it's a thing as far as you doing it on your own head, because you can do hair, but
barely. Yeah, I think it's a thing of doing it on my own hair. Like, I can manage to like shampoo and blow dry, you know, someone else's hair. I can do a braid down. I can do a sew-in. If I really tried, I can do a sew-in. I spent like one summer doing sew-ins like all summer to just kind of, you know, get a feel of like making my own money and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's just not something I desire to do. Like, I could have been mastered my skills in hair if it was something that I really wanted to do, because my mom was always ready to train me. Like, she was always there and ready. She's like, you know, whenever you're ready, just let me know. Like, we can go ahead and, you know, go through all of this, and you can, cause she's licensed. So I literally could just apprentice under her, like, do my hours, and I could get my license without even going to school. But I was just like, I don't want to do hair. Like, that's not what I want to do. So I feel like if I really wanted to do it, I would have mastered my skills a long time ago, but I'm just not that interested. Yeah, but I do. Like, I like to, you know, I do braid-downs, like you said. If you need a braid-down, hit me up. I got you. I can definitely give you a secure foundation to lay your wig on top of.
Or crochet braids.
Yeah, I can hook you up with some crochet braids. I think I'm more so about, like, doing quick stuff. I'm not really about the actual art of it because, you know, they like to, you know, challenge themselves or, like, do new styles and stuff. And I'm just not that girl. I'm like, listen, I can do you, like, a quick 2-hour service real quick. I don't want to sit here with you for, like, 5 hours trying to make this masterpiece happen. So, yeah, that's how I...
Can you braid down on your own head?
Can I what?
Can you do a braid down on your head, like, on your own hair?
I'm pretty sure I'm capable of doing that. I wouldn't want to, but I could if I really tried hard. And the thing about it is, like, it's crazy to me because, like, my mom can do her own hair and my cousin can do her own hair. Like, Nina literally puts box braids in her own hair. She does her own faux locks. She does her own sew-ins. Like, she does her own hair.
Wow.
I am not about that life. Like, she's like, yeah, I did these box braids and it took me like 2 days to finish it. And I'm like, girl, like, I am not about that life. Like, I cannot sit in my own head for 2 days trying to do a hairstyle. I just can't. So I'm pretty sure if it was like my very last resort, I could put some braids in my head, do a braid down. But I just never, I've never done that.
You would be like Shayla. You'd be like,
oh, most definitely.
I don't care if it's midnight. You need to come over here now.
I'm trying to really be like her, change my wig every week and, you know, maybe 1 week switch it up and do a nice little pony or something.
Oh my gosh. So when you were younger, was your hair mostly natural or did you get a relaxer?
I definitely had a relaxer. I think I got a relaxer when I was like 5 years old or like six, something crazy like that. My hair was so thick. Like, it was just ridiculously thick. And then after I got a relaxer, it was still thick, but just manageable. And it was so shiny. And I just look at pictures, I'm just like, oh my God, my hair was so nice. But yeah, I mainly had a relaxer.
Did people ever say anything to you about your hair at school or anything?
When I was younger, not so much. I don't really remember even like getting compliments or anything. Cause I don't think when like we were really young, that's what people were thinking about. Yeah. I remember it was around like middle school when I started to kind of, you know, develop like a style. And that's when I would like ask my mom to do my hair a certain way. But before then, it was just like I would just get my hair done like every 2 weeks and she would just do it however she wanted to, basically. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, once I started developing a style, that's when I started saying, oh, can you do it like this? Or, you know, can you curl it? Or, you know, just like trying new things, like coming into my own persona, I guess, like getting my own kind of style that I liked. And I think that's really when it started, like in middle school. People used to tell me that they liked my hair. My hair was long. But that's about it. Like, no one ever said anything bad about my hair.
So, I guess we should go into, like, the big chop bob.
Oh, yeah.
Was that in high school?
Yep. So, I was going into my freshman year of high school, and my mom is like, you got to do something. What are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I had already
too, like a pressure to have like a new look every school year.
It was definitely, the pressure was definitely on. Actually the big chop happened after I had started having issues with my hair, just going back and forth between the natural and relaxer situation. So the big chop actually happened after that. But I can start off with the bob. It was just like I wanted a fresh look, and I didn't want to feel like I had to wear extensions. I didn't want to feel like I had to like wear fake hair all the time. And I think back then, like, short hair was in, and I was just like, you know what, like, can we just cut it off? And my mom was so excited because she's always ready to cut some hair. You know, my mom will literally like take clippers to her hair and like cut
maybe
all of her hair
like
off.
All like hairstylists, because my hairstylist like to cut too. I was like, can we not?
She's like, can you just take these clippers and like cut? I'm like, are you crazy? Like, what are you saying? Like, my mom is always ready to cut hair. So when I made the decision to cut it, she was so excited. She was ready. She was like, yep, we're gonna do it right now. I'm like, okay. She cut off all of my long hair. Like, I literally had a bob to my jaws. That was it. And then the back was really short because I had like the stack, like it was a legit bob. Like I had the stack in the back and then the sides came right to my jawline. So it was something I had never done before. And I also dyed my hair at that point because I dyed it like a burgundy color.
What?
Yeah. So I always had, I mean, it was just like a tint, you know, like a rinse.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't like really loud or anything. It was just like, I had like a nice subtle, like burgundy tint to my hair, and it was short. And I was just like, oh my God, like, I can't believe that I just did that. And of course, after that, I had to get used to short hair, feeling like my neck was naked all the time because I was so used to having hair down my back, basically. So it was definitely a crazy change, but I ended up really liking it. I thought it was cute.
I never cut my hair like on purpose super short.
On purpose.
Still trying to build up that courage, but
I feel.
You said before that your hair was damaged.
Well, basically what happened was, you know, go a little bit deeper into my life, my personal experiences. I was about 10 or 11, I think, when I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism. So that's like basically, it's a disease, but, you know, it wasn't anything crazy, but I was just really skinny, and I was just going through this weird phase in life, and my parents were like noticing different things happening with me, and they're like, no, we like got to get you checked out. So yeah, your metabolism is like really fast. It like speeds up your heart rate, and it does all these things to your body. And I had to start getting treated for that. Your thyroid basically like runs like all the glands in your body. So that's like working too fast, then your whole body is like out of whack. So I was super skinny, and I like had really big eyes because like your eyes bulge and everything. So I was going through all these things, and my parents were like, okay, something's not right. Went to the doctor. I was too young to get the surgery because they can like remove it. I was too young for that. So I had to go through a radiation treatment where they like gave me different rounds of radiation to kill my thyroid altogether, basically, is what happened. Wow. Yeah. So since I couldn't get it removed, they had to just basically kill it with radiation. So I went through that. But that whole process, it's basically like I had to go to a cancer hospital. Like, yeah, that's where they give the radiation and stuff. So once I started doing my treatments, my hair started freaking out. Like, it was getting really thin, and it was shedding, and it wasn't healthy anymore, and you could tell. But that was just the treatment that I was going through. And then after I went through the treatment, I had to get on the medication, because you have to get on a hormone to give you what your thyroid would give you if it was working functioning properly. So I was on like this medicine, and I had to keep getting the dosages changed and everything because they had to figure out my perfect dosage and get my levels right. So through that whole process, it was like a lot of experimentation. I had like a lot of different medications going through my body. So it was really taking a toll on my hair. My hair was like the main thing that was really suffering. And I was so used to having like this long, lush hair, and it just started getting really, really thin. And also while I was on the radiation treatment, I couldn't put any other chemicals on my body. So I couldn't get a relaxer for like 6 to 8 months or something like that. So there was this weird patch in time where I just abruptly like stopped getting a relaxer for like almost a year. And then my hair was just freaking out because it was so used to getting a relaxer and it didn't really know what to do. And I didn't want to cut it off. So I was struggling with that whole like transitioning hair and like the naps, and it was a lot. So all of that happened. I was in like middle school dealing with all of that.
Oh gosh.
And then, oh yeah, I was young. I was trying to figure my life out. I was like, oh my God, this is not it. Like, I was freaking out. My hair was just thinning. And my mom was also freaking out because she didn't know what to do with my hair. And I didn't want to cut it off because then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to feel even more insecure than I already am. So I was just going through just a rough patch in life with my hair and everything when all of that was going on. But once like everything got under control, eventually, and my body started to get used to the medicine that I was taking every day, it started to kind of level back out. I don't remember when I got a relaxer, like after all of that happened. I think I kind of just stopped for a while until my body kind of got used to it. But then after that, I was like, we gotta get a relaxer because my hair was just so thick. Like, I really did not know how to manage my hair. And my mom is not a natural hairstylist. So kind of it was always like, to me, I was always under the impression like up north in New Jersey, like everyone would get a relaxer. That's just how I feel like I grew up knowing it. I don't know if that's the truth or not, but like my mom is not a natural hairstylist. So everyone's hair that she would be doing was a relaxer, or they would wear like hair extensions or wigs or whatever. So I just felt like, oh my God, no, I have to get a relaxer. Like, I just felt so weird not getting one after having one for so long. So the soonest chance that I got, I went back to having a relaxer after all of the medication, everything got used to my body.
Did you press your hair out while you were like on the medication and stuff? Like, did you still wear it straight?
I think I did still wear it straight. I tried, but it didn't last very long, of course, because it was so thick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so, like
you
around
had a
that
blowout or something.
Yeah, girl, my hair was big. Hot mess. Hot mess. Okay, yeah, my hair, it was big, but I think my mom used to do like little braid styles for me, and I would just like do ponytails or something like where it could look like it was tamed at least a little bit. But yeah, I just remember it would be really poofy, like because of the different textures that would be going on, it would just be crazy.
So the time period between like when your hair was breaking off from the medication and the radiation until like when you decided to cut it off, like how long was that? Or
I believe I was pretty much regular by like the time I got in eighth grade. So when it was time for me,
that was just a separate decision.
Okay. When it was time for me to like figure out what I wanted to do with my hair when I was going into high school, I think it was like a lot of different things influencing that decision. Like, I wanted to do something different, but at that point it was just smarter to kind of like just chop off like all the dead hair that had accumulated, get rid of like the split ends and everything. So I think that was really like why my mom was so excited, because she's like, you really just need to start fresh. I'm like, well, I'm not shaving my head off, so I don't know what you want me to do. But yeah, so she was really happy when I just decided to like cut it really short, even though that's not really what you would consider really short. It was just really short to me.
Yeah.
But I think it was just a lot of different things that influenced that decision. I needed a good haircut at that point in life. And then it was also like a different look. So I think that's what happened. And I'm almost positive. Yeah, I had a relaxer at that time, too, because my hair was nice and sleek when I cut it short.
Yeah, you have to have it like sleek with the bob and then the hair is in the back. That's how my mom's hair is.
Yeah, you can't really rock that style without a relaxer. Yeah. So, yep, I got the whole fresh do, got a relaxer, got the chop, and then got the color on top of that. I think I was really feeling myself back then. It was like that time where I was like getting back into my element, I think. So,
and then you're like a ninth grader, so you're like, I'm like a high schooler.
Thought I was super cool and cute. Like I was crazy. I can't.
So how did your hair journey continue throughout high school?
So throughout high school, after I got it cut, I think I wore it short for a little bit, but then I kind of got tired of that, which is typical of me anyway, because I'm always ready to switch my hair up. You know how I am. Like I'm always ready to like switch my hair up. The first time I got sew-in was for my sweet 16. Oh. Got a sew-in. And
you had a sweet 16?
I had a sweet 16 what? Party. I did. Like, yes.
While it was big.
I don't think it was big. It wasn't that big anymore, but I had a sweet 16 and I got a sew-in and that's when I realized that sew-ins were not for me.
Oh, really?
Yes, I cannot do sew-ins. I was what ready to like rip it?
I've never had a sew-in.
Don't do it. No, I'm just kidding. No, people and sew-ins are different, in my opinion. Like, I might just be a special case, but, like, I got a sew-in that one time. It lasted me through my party and everything, but right after that, like, the day after my party, I thought that, you know, like, I thought I was going to get the sew-in and wear it for, like, what, 6 weeks? Like, people were wearing sew-ins for, like, 8 weeks. I'm like, I'm not going to wear it that long, but, like, I'm going to have this hair for a little while, but I fooled myself, played myself, okay, because the day after, it was probably the day after, like 2 days after, my head, like, it started itching so bad. Like, when I tell you it was itching, like, oh my God, like, I literally wanted to rip my hair out. I was like, Mom, this is not it. Like, this is itching. Like, I could not stop scratching my head. And it was to the point, like, it was actually hurting. Like, I don't know what happened. I don't know how like my scalp reacts to being covered up like that. I don't know what it was, but my head was itching.
Did you do it and put like oil in there or something?
Nope, nothing was working. I was like, you're gonna have to cut this out, like right now. You're gonna have to cut this out. Like, it was serious, and it was like in the middle of the night. Like, I woke up and my head was just itching, and I was just scratching. Like, oh my God, it was so terrible. I was like, this is not what people told me that sew-ins were like.
Wow.
So I don't, yeah, I was thinking like after the fact, I was like, oh my God, like, am I allergic to like synthetic hair or like what? Like, I really thought something was wrong. I thought I was allergic. I was like, but I had worn braids before, like just like individual braids, like when I started wearing individuals, and I never had a problem with the synthetic hair on my scalp or anything, but you know, your scalp like has more breathing room when you have braids. So
yeah.
I was like, am I allergic to the hair? Am I allergic to the thread? Like, is something in my scalp like that's irritating me? Because it was like so irritating to the point where I couldn't stop scratching. Like, I was having a reaction to something, and everyone thought, like, my mom really thought that I was dead, like being dramatic. And I was like, Mom, this is not a joke. Like, I'm not being funny. And so she cut it out in the middle of the night. She's like, I'm not giving you another sew-in because I'm not cutting your hair out again in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m. And I'm like, no, I'm never doing this again. Like, first of all, it was so tight. And I was like, oh my God, like, I cannot. And my mom doesn't even braid that tight. Like, she doesn't braid tight. She's not heavy-handed or anything. I was like, I can only imagine, because people will tell my mom like, oh my God, the way you did my hair, like it wasn't tight or anything, because they're like, they go to these people that cause their hair to like break and stuff because they're pulling so tight like when they're doing sew-ins. I'm like, what? how tight could it be if this wasn't tight? Because my mom did that thing and I was like, this is tight. Like, I was not used to my hair being pulled like that. So that was my first sewing experience. It was not a good one. And that was like my last sewing. It was like my first and my last sewing. I only ever got it like once after that, but that's because I was like rushing to some school dance or something, and my mom was supposed to make me a wig and that didn't work, so she like sewed the hair in really quick, but I ended up taking it out like the same night. Like, I was not playing like at all. No, seriously, like I could not, like I cannot wear sewings.
So
like, I would never
react like that with like a wig.
I don't sew my wigs down, so yeah. I never sew my wigs down. So I don't know if it's something about like my scalp being so covered up, like it can't breathe, yeah. Or if it's something that I can't take, like constantly sitting on my head. Because even my wigs, like I'll wear a wig like for the day and then come home, take it off. Like, that's it.
So you need it to be able to breathe at night.
I feel like that's what it is.
Okay.
And then also like, even once my hair, you know, started getting longer again, I started wearing wigs and getting my braid downs. Like, my mom doesn't put any synthetic braiding hair in my hair when she braids it down. I just get my hair braided down. But like I said, I wear like braids. Like, I have faux locks in my head right now. So I have a lot of synthetic braiding hair in my head right now, but I don't have a problem. So I don't know. Maybe like my scalp just needs to have some breathing room, because the sew-ins do not work for me. And I'm never getting one ever again. I'm like, no, I'll just get a wig. Like, come on now. If I can opt for either being able to take it off at night or not being able to take it off, I'm definitely going to choose the option to take it off at night. Like, it's a no-brainer for me.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. I've never heard anything like that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it was crazy. And my mom really was like, confused, like she didn't know what was going on, and she thought I was being dramatic and I was being so serious, and I'm just like, I know I'm a drama queen, but like, this is the one point in life where I need you to take me seriously, because this hurts. Like, take it out right now. Like, I remember one time I even cut it out myself. I was like, look, I don't even care if I cut my hair, like I need to get this out right now.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I never had one, because like I didn't know anybody who could do it. And then like people at my high school, not everybody, but you know, some people, their hair don't look good. So I was like, I just can't take my chances and it'd be looking like that, because I don't know anybody that does them. So I don't have time.
Right. Can't be looking crusty when we get done. Right. So yeah. Well, that was when I was 16. And then after that, I never got one ever again. I was not playing. But I did decide, I don't even remember what year it was. Was I sophomore or junior? I don't know. But you know how you said, like, every year I wanted to, like, come up in a new look.
Yeah.
Yep. So I remember I was like, I begged my mom. Like, I really think I begged her. Like, I wanted to dye my hair so bad. And I was like, I just want to dye my hair. Like, please dye my hair. And she would always tell me no. And then one year she was just like, okay, fine, we're going to do this. And I'm like, yes. Like, I don't even know what I did, but she finally agreed to do it. So I basically got like three. I got three color blocks. So I had like, I always wore my hair like with kind of like a swoop, if you will, but like I had like a little bang.
Yeah.
I had a little bang going on like to the right side. Like, I always had to have it to the right side. So I had like I had a color block.
What's
in the bang
block?
So it's like, you know, you like take a panel of the hair and you color it.
Is it bigger than a highlight, or is it like,
it's bigger than a highlight. So okay. It's a thicker chunk of hair. So like with highlights, you do like smaller sections, I think. But like she took like a whole like chunk of it.
So it was like a whole streak.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Basically. Yeah. So I did three color blocks. So I had one in the bang, and then I had one on the left side, and then I think I had one in the back. So she bleached those sections of my hair, because I wanted them to be aquamarine. That's literally the color of that's literally the color of the dye that you can buy at the store. It's called aquamarine. And it's like a blue, green, teal kind of color. And that's the color I want in my hair. So she bleached the panels, the three panels of my actual hair. Yes. So this is the first time I'm experiencing bleach now. So she bleached it. And then she colored it the aquamarine color. And then the rest of my head, I dyed blue black.
What?
Yes. So I had a head of like blue hair, basically. It was super cute.
With
let me tell you.
Of, like super it, bright blue.
This was like the cutest my natural hair has ever been. Like I was feeling myself.
I need to see these
pictures. I was feeling myself. If I look, I can probably find you some old pictures show you. I was feeling myself because it was just like my real hair had color and it was different. It was like bright.
The
it was
blue black
it was,
is cute though.
Blue black is everything. Like I was so happy with my hair. I was like, this right here is cute because it was just so dark. Like you could only tell that it was blue like in the sun.
Yeah.
So it just looked like fresh, dark black hair with some color, like colorways in the front and on the side. It was so cute. Like little highlights of color. It was everything. But I will say, when you bleach your hair, oh, you're going to pay for that. You are going to pay for that. Oh. So I learned that the hard way. And my mom even told me, she's like, I can do it. She's like, I'm going to do it, but you are going to pay for this in the long run. I'm like, I don't care. We just going to work with it. We going to do it. We just going to do it. And she was like, yeah, we are. But your hair is going to, you know, eventually break. Like, it's inevitable. Like, if you bleach your hair, it's going to break, period. Like, no matter how much you took care of it. Because after I did that, I started getting my hair done, like, every week. Because I need to get a steam treatment, like, deep conditioning. Like, I had to do all this stuff, take care of the color.
Oh, wow.
Even doing all of that over time, like, my hair still broke off. It was getting stringy. It was getting so terrible. Then the color started changing. It went from aquamarine to green. And then that's when I was like, okay, green hair. If you literally go on my Instagram and scroll down, you will see when I had green hair. You will see it. I'm actually going to send you a screenshot right now. I'm going to send it to you so you can see it and be like, what? Corey had green hair. Yeah. I had green hair.
So you because once the you were like, okay.
Oh yeah, no, I was obsessed. Like once it started turning green, I was like, what? Okay, we gonna do this. But no, it's a picture. I'm gonna show you. Like I used to wear these. Was this clip-ins? I think it was like clip-ins or like a wig or something. Like, and I used to just mix it in with my hair. And you can't really tell in the picture that my hair is actually green because all you see is like the weave because I took the long hair and just dyed it like a really, really bright green color. And I started wearing my hair like that. And then that's when everyone started knowing me to be the girl with the colorful hair. So I would have like blue hair, green hair. It's just, you know, it was a lot. Like people would know me like just because of my hair.
Wow.
Because I would always be experimenting.
Right.
Exactly. My hair was bright green, like literally.
This is your natural hair?
So the actual green is extensions.
Oh, okay.
But if you look in the front, like where those little short pieces are,
yeah,
you can tell that my actual hair is green, but it's not, of course, as loud as like that.
Are those clip-ins?
That weave. Yeah, I think they were clip-ins.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I would always just have green hair because that was like my new thing and I couldn't get rid of it. And I just had green hair.
And blue lipstick.
And I can show you. And blue lipstick. Yep. It was a NYX lipstick. I will never forget it. I wanted it so bad. And then when I found it, I was like, yep, I'm about to wear this blue lipstick with my green hair.
So that's and then this one, bringing it back.
This one, this was homecoming. This is the hair that I was rushing to get to the dance. So she just sewed it in. I was supposed to get a wig. And it was literally green, blue, and purple all mixed together.
This is crazy. I'm about to post this when we it's going to be on the Instagram. Like, It might be on the stories. I don't know if you want this just on the Instagram, but you know.
I mean, hey, it's all a journey, man.
This is so cool. It looks really cool though.
Thanks. Yeah, that was literally me. I either went back and forth from having red hair to green hair, then I tried blonde. It was just
you had all the colors.
I pretty much had all the colors, yeah. I mean, now you can tell like by my personality now, like I wear a lot of protective styles, but I had like blue green like dreads last year. Like, come on. Yeah. I had purple hair for some time. Like, I still express it. I just learned the hard way, like not to play with my natural hair because that stuff broke off once I dyed it green, blue, whatever color I initially dyed it. But like just the dye itself over time will literally destroy your hair. So I had to go through that whole process and then decide to like dye it back dark and start trying to repair it, conditioning it every week, like I said, just repairing the hair. And then, yeah, I never did that again either. I'm like, I will never, ever put bleach to my real hair ever again. Like, I'm way past that. Like, we can just get a wig. We can get clip-ins. We can get whatever. We can get crochet, braids, whatever. But I will not ever dye my hair again, ever.
Oh, wow. You must have your hair back black because I didn't meet you with...
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I definitely had switched back. I purposely keep all of these pictures on my Instagram from when I was in high school just because I want to always go back and, like, look at the journey like that I went through. You can just see like a timeline of like different moments in life, which is just crazy to me.
So as you like went into college, how are you feeling about your hair and like what were you thinking about what you wanted to do? I guess you still had your mom in your corner. So
I was really scared to come to college because I didn't know what that meant for me with my hair. And my mom swore up and down, like I could just wash it every 2 weeks, like do my normal routine because I had just got a fresh relaxer and everything. And I was just like, I don't even know if I'm capable of doing this and like straightening my hair on my own, but I definitely tried it. And then she tried to give me these clip-ins because the goal was to like get a fresh relaxer and then wear clip-ins for like the first few weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But my hair was so straight and sleek once I first got it done that I couldn't actually wear the clip-ins because it wouldn't stay in because it would just slide right out because my hair was so like just fresh relaxer. It was not sticking. So I was like, okay, we're not going to do the clip-ins right now. You honestly like have to use dry shampoo or like wait till your hair gets like a little bit dirty. If you have like a relaxer and you want to wear clip-ins, it doesn't really work that way. Like it just slides off.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I was struggling with that, but I just wore my hair for the first few weeks. And then after that, I realized that I wanted to just, you know, go the protective style route more because I would just like not feel like doing my hair. I would never, like when it was time to wash it, I would just be like, oh my God, like I don't want to do this because then I have to wash it, then I have to blow dry it, then I have to straighten it. Like it was just a huge task for me. And that's when I started wearing crochet braids. Crochet braids really saved my life, to be honest, because once I learned that those were a thing and you could kind of like get the loose, like wavy hair and still look like you had hair and not actual braids, you know?
Yeah.
But still like have a protective style, and it wasn't a wig. So I didn't have to like get up and like put it on or anything. It wasn't a sew-in. Like my hair was still fine. Like, I was a little nervous when I first got crochet braids, but then, you know, it ended up working out. I just took the chance and it ended up working out. And once I realized I could do that, then I was like, okay, this is what we're going to do. I feel like when I got those crochet braids for the first time, the purple and the black, I wore that for so long. Like, I don't even know how I made it last that long. Like, it was crazy.
And you got a lot of views on YouTube with that one.
Oh my God, because Sierra used to let me come in her room and like use her fancy setup and we would like film our videos in the bathroom. No one would ever know. Like, people kept asking me, like, oh my God, like, where are you filming your video? I'm like, little do you know, I'm in a corner in the bathroom with my friend.
Yeah, I didn't even have the seamless, did I? Or did I?
Yeah, you had you had the seamless, because remember, we had the purple and then we had the white.
That was like the best.
So it was like, purple on, like, purple hair on the purple background. I was like, what? wait, did I do the purple hair? Or was it like,
it was black
I remember the braid video that I did, the how to style the braids. I did that one against the purple backdrop. But I think, I don't remember if the purple hair was against the white backdrop or the purple. But we had the setup going. It was lit. It was, you know, everything I wanted. I just learned how to make quality YouTube videos. So it was a good experience. But yeah, crochet literally changed my life, and I still wear it to this day, and it's forever amazing and easy and quick.
So is that, like, I guess we should start talking about, like, just like how you feel about your hair now, and like, what are your goals for your hair? What do you want to do this year with your hair, kind of stuff?
Right now my hair is growing, which is crazy. Like, my hair is actually pretty long at this point. It's the longest that it's been in a long time. And I just kind of want to keep growing my hair. I just want to have healthy hair. Like, I don't desire to wear my hair. I like wearing protective styles and everything, kind of like how people in the beauty community are. Like, they don't really wear their natural hair. Like, you don't really see a lot of people wear their natural hair unless they do natural hair. Like, they talk about natural hair on their channels or on their social media or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I want to just continue to have healthy hair in 2018. Like, I just want to, you know, keep making sure that my hair is deep conditioned, make sure it grows, it stays growing. Cause even like wearing braids and locks and stuff, when I take it out, my hair has grown like at least 2 inches, you know? So I just want to keep up with like the growth and the conditioning and the trims, like kind of just keeping myself in a routine, even though I'm not wearing my actual hair, just taking care of it in between to make sure it's healthy. And that's pretty much it. I don't really want to wear my hair. Like, I don't know, I just never really have that desire to wear my hair anymore. I just like the protective styling route. It does mean a lot to me for it to be healthy and for it to grow, because I always want to be like those girls on Instagram that are like, oh, you think I wear weave because I ain't got no hair, but I really got inches, you know? So I want to like, I want to like have hair underneath that's healthy, but I don't want to wear it because I feel like I don't want to damage it also. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm so used to like protective styling at this point that I don't want to damage it. But I started back with the relaxers, but it was like, I got a relaxer after not having it for a long time, and it was basically like a texturizer. Like, it didn't really take that well, because of course I couldn't let it sit on my head that long because my hair was not used to having it anymore, so it was like burning and stuff, you know. So yeah, you know, typical relaxer struggles. But it did like maintain it a little, like it really did texturize it. Basically, that's what my mom said. She's like, you basically got a texturizer, because it's definitely more manageable now and easier to detangle, and I don't have that issue of like the transitioning hair and then the natural hair that break in between. So I don't have that anymore. It's all pretty much the same texture, which is really what I wanted. But when I wash my hair, it's still wavy. Like, it still looks like I have curly, like wavy hair almost. It's just easier to manage. It's not like really tangly like how it was before when I was trying that whole transitioning thing. So I was just really happy that I got that far, because when I was quote unquote trying to transition, I was pretty much damaging my hair even more just because of how much I had to pull on it and tug on it when I was trying to detangle it. And there would be like so much hair in the comb. My mom was like, you're basically ripping your hair out. Aww. Like, you need to. She's like, yeah, you need to make a decision, because you're either going to go natural and cut all of this relaxer off, or you're going to have to get a relaxer, because the in-between is not cute. It's not a fun process. It's not fun when you try to detangle it or anything. So I just made the decision to get the relaxer, because Phylaxia is pretty much all I know. Like, that's what I grew up on. And I was just really scared about cutting so much of my hair off to try to go natural. And what if I didn't like it and I didn't know how to do it and all that stuff. And to be honest, I don't have time in my day to be doing my hair, especially not while I'm in school. So the whole wash and go routine and like the air drying process of like 12 hours, like time. I'll be watching videos. They're like, yeah, it's a, well, mainly the Glam Twins. Like, I know they have a lot of hair, but God, like they're just like, I know. She's like, it takes like 12 hours to air dry. I'm like, what the heck? I don't have that kind of time for my hair to be drying. That's a lot. Like, that's obsessed. That's a bit excessive. So I was just like, I don't think I really need to take this risk right now. Like, I wasn't ready to just be like, okay, just cut it off and we're just gonna go natural. Like, I was not in that space. So I just made the decision to get a relaxer again, and my hair is finally all one texture and I can actually comb through it without ripping it out.
Well, that sounds cool. I never heard of it like that, like as a texturizer. Yeah. I don't really know what I even got when I was getting a perm. It was just in this big tub of thing and it did burn and all that, but they said it was like a baby perm. I don't know. I don't even know. But
I never got one of those. I think my mom put one on my hair. I mean, they have like different formulas, so you can get like the mild one, which is for children. Yeah, but I even as a kid, my mom said she tried that one time and nothing happened, so I never got baby perms. I was just like, yeah, I guess, because my hair was so thick. So I'm just like, yeah, I can see why I didn't get baby perms. But yeah, usually when you get a relaxer and you let it sit on there for however long it's supposed to, your hair will be like super straight and silky, like once you get it, once you get finished. But my hair, like this most recent time that I got it, it wasn't like that. It was still really wavy and curly a little bit. It was just a lot smaller because like when I would wash my hair or like blow dry it, it would turn into like this really big puff. So it doesn't do that anymore, which is good. When I wash it, it gets smaller and more manageable instead of tangled, because you know how like when you have natural hair, when you wet it, it's supposed to be like easier to comb through and like put product in and do all of that. But mine was like the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. So when I wet it, it would just get super tangled and a hot mess. So it didn't, you know, it's not like that anymore, but it's not super straight and silky. So it's not really like a true relaxer, but it definitely did the job with like getting my texture together. So I was pretty, pretty happy about that.
Well, I think either way, it's like you really have to learn how to care for your hair. So like either way, if you have a relaxer or if you don't, it's like you're still going to have to care for your hair at the end of the day. So
yes, most definitely, because some people think that they can just go natural and stop taking care of it because it's supposed to, you know, just do whatever. I'm like, no, that's actually not how it works. You still have to take care of your hair regardless, and I don't think people know that. That's why I feel like people started going natural last year for the wrong reasons, because they didn't want to do their hair. I'm like, actually it might be more maintenance that way when you're natural, because you have to actually keep you're trying to keep your hair a certain way, like you're trying to keep your curls as healthy as possible, and you don't have to do like that many steps as far as like when you have your hair straight, like when you have a relaxer. Like you really just, for me at least, I just had to like make sure I conditioned it normally and that was it. Like, you know, I feel like having curly hair is a whole different process, and people thought it was going to be like the easy way out when it was actually like more steps.
Yeah, it's definitely not less. It's not like, you know, easy. It's like, I feel like they're kind of like the same, but they're just very different. I don't know if that makes sense, but
yeah.
But when you're transitioning, it's a lot harder there too,
it's
because
like 10 times worse.
Yeah, you're trying to get your hair to look a certain way, and it's not going to look like that because it's been like doing other things, like it's been straight. So it's like, what do you want me to do? What? And it's like, nah, I don't do that. Yeah. So it's
not hot at all.
Yeah, and then it's also changing as like as time goes on and your hair grows and all that. Like you said, like the part where your hair is relaxed and the other part where it meets, like that part. They're like
the worst.
Yeah, they're like fighting. So it's a lot going on. It's harder to, I feel like it is harder to transition. I like transitioned as I was like pressing my hair out. So I probably like ripped out a lot of my hair too while like, you know, I was trying to detangle it to get a press. But I don't even, mm-hmm. I don't remember all that. And even now, like that my hair is fully natural, I feel like I don't know, like every few like years or months or whatever, I'm like kind of at a question mark, like what's going on here? Like right now, I don't know like what's going on in my head. So I just need to like you said, that's what my goals are this year, to like get my hair healthy, because I feel like my hair is always really dry and that's not good. And then before I was always focusing on growth goals, but like I just want to focus on health goals. I don't really care about it growing. So we're on the same page.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about right. That is about right. Yeah, I just want healthy hair, to be honest. I'm just like, yeah, I'm over it. I can put a wig on if I want super sleek, straight hair. Like, I'm not about sitting here trying to press my own hair to get it that straight, because I know it's not going to get that straight and I'm just going to fry it. Like, yeah, I would rather just put a wig on and just call it a day. And it's a lot easier. So I just feel like the world of protective styling, wigs and braids and everything has just made it a lot easier for us to keep our hair healthy and to also achieve all of the looks that we might want to get one day. Because I feel like if I just relied on trying to do that with my natural hair, that would never happen.
Yeah, you would wear it out. So since you can like dispose of that other hair, it's like, yeah, let me dye this thing down.
Right.
Okay, well, that was cool. You were preaching at the end, so.
Hilarious.
Now I'm going to ask you the curly five questions I'm going to ask every guest. So I might have to adjust some of these for you because you're going to be looking at me like, what? Number one, if you only had one hair product, what would it be? It could be specific or general.
One hair product, probably conditioner.
Okay.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, some people like co-wash, so I can wash my hair with conditioner and make it soft and it'll be healthy either way.
And you can like let it sit on there and deep condition.
Right. I can use it as a styler if I want to be natural, whatever. I can do a lot with conditioner, so probably conditioner.
Number two, wash and goes or twist outs?
Twist outs.
Okay. I was like, what is she going to say?
No, seriously. I used to do that. My mom would like cornrow my hair down and like let me sit under the dryer. I had a relaxer, but I just wanted to like have that texture. Oh, sometimes okay. I would just do that. So I'm like all about a braid out or a twist out. Like, I don't know nothing about no wash and go, but I can do twist out.
If you could go back in time, what would you say to your younger self about your hair?
I would probably tell myself to cherish it while I could, because I think when I was little, I thought that I would always have this like long, luscious hair for the rest of my life. And that was not the case. So I would probably tell myself to cherish it a little bit more than I did when I was younger.
Oh. Number four, what's one tip or trick that you've learned with your hair?
One tip or trick. Well, I've learned that if I don't touch it, like if I don't wear my hair and like straighten it and stuff like that, I learned that it grows that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that's probably pretty much obvious to everybody, but like, I didn't know that. I thought like, oh, you know, let your hair breathe, like wear it out and, you know, take care of it, go to the hair salon, get my mom to do it every 2 weeks and like, you know, get it straightened, conditioned, all of that, it would grow. But doing that, I saw less growth. Like I saw faster growth when I started to wear protective styles. Like when I would take it out, I would notice a huge difference, of course. But, I saw that less when I was actually wearing my hair. Mm. So it wasn't growing as fast, basically, if that makes sense.
Okay. I always like when I wear protective styles, I'm like, I'm always scared to take it out because, you know, you have like shed hair. And then I'm like, I didn't trim my ends before I got this. Like, what's going to happen? So,
yeah, I was going to say that too. Trimming was also another trick that I learned, because I would always like dread the day when my mom's like, okay, we're going to cut a little bit off. We're going to cut a little bit off. I'm like, no, like, stop cutting my hair. I don't want short hair. And she's like, if I don't cut it, it's not going to grow. And I'm like, that doesn't make any sense at all. But of course, I was like a kid. I didn't know what she was talking about, but that's the truth. Like, getting it cut gradually makes it grow healthier and faster, because it gets rid of that dead hair. Like, I never knew that as a child. So that was also one thing that I learned.
And it helps a lot with detangling. So,
yes.
And number five, what is your, number five, what is some advice you would give to someone looking to start embracing their natural hair?
I would say to just do you. Like, love your hair for what it is. I know a lot of people that go natural, they have different people that they look up to. They have different inspirations. And I learned that your hair is not going to be the same as anyone else's hair, and it's not going to look the same as anyone else's hair. So I would just, you know, kind of make that known, like, okay, yeah, you might like the idea of this, but it might not be the same exact look that you think you're going to have. So just kind of learning to embrace what you have and working with that, instead of like trying to achieve certain looks that other people have. Just being you. I would just say that in everything you do, just be you and embrace yourself for who you are, because that's all you got. Like, you got to work with what you got. You can't have what everyone else has.
That's good. I feel like you're doing like a good job with your hair. Like, even after hearing your whole story, I didn't know a lot about that, but it's like interesting. Like, you haven't been trying to, like, you know, since you damaged your hair with the dye and all that, you've been trying to like pivot lightly, like, okay. And then I know like that probably when you first transitioned, like when you had to under the radiation, that probably still, like, you probably thought of that when you were transitioning again, like here recently. So it's probably like, oh God, I don't know like what to do.
Know what's gonna happen here. Yeah. We're going back to like we're going back to how it was in the old days. Yeah.
So I guess that's, I feel like you're doing good. Like, you know, you're just like slightly pivoting, trying to like figure it out as you go. And that's like the only way you can do it. Cause like you said, like your hair is gonna be different than other people's hair. So it's your own journey. So
yes. And I do wanna say, like, I like how you touched on, you can be proud and curly without being natural. Like, you don't have to have natural hair to, you know, learn how to love your hair and take care of it. You know, I'm Black, you're Black. We have naturally curly hair.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like how it comes out, but.
Right. It's like not really about the curl aspect, is just about loving what you have naturally. So I do appreciate that movement, and I'm just appreciative that I could even be a part of the movement, even though I'm not natural. So I feel like it's very inclusive, and a lot of people, I feel like, wouldn't know that by just looking and not really understanding what it's all about. So I want people to actually listen to what you're saying and like look at the things that you're actually doing, because it's for everybody. It's not just for people with curly hair, but it's just a matter of, it's a tie into what we have naturally as Black people. And that's the part that I really like about it. So anyone, you know, anyone, be proud and curly. I'm proud and curly. You're proud and curly. But my hair is very far from curly right now. It's a little bit wavy. I got a little wave, but I don't have the curls and the coils that everyone thinks. I'm like, we still have something. So,
yeah, that's true. And just learning how to embrace it. Like, you don't know, maybe one day you can get there. But like right now, you're happy with where you are. And that's what's important. And you're trying to make sure your hair is healthy where it is. So that's really good too. And it's not just like, I don't know, like a lot of people on the Instagram, I'll post like people mostly if they're like white, if they have like wavier hair, they're like, mm-hmm. where are the curls? And I'm like, dude,
right,
like,
here.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, every, it's not, curly hair doesn't look one way. So it's like, even when I post people with braids, like, you know, like what they have naturally is what I'm talking about, but I guess it's hard to understand.
Yeah, it's hard. It's definitely hard if you're not a part of the same culture, especially. It's hard to understand. But like, white girls, listen, like, they're like, oh, I have naturally curly hair. That could be wavy. It could be spirals. Like, it could be so many different things for them. And I feel like they have like a lot more like looser textures, but they, that's still considered a curl at the end of the day. I'm like, it's like some form of a curl. So yeah, I'm like, Desi keeps talking about she don't have curly hair. I'm like, girl, you have curly hair. Like, when you wash it, you have these little waves. Yeah. It's not straight.
Yeah, that's not straight hair. So, and then they have to use, if they want to, like, emphasize those curls, they have to do, like, similar things to emphasize them, like, either use gels and stuff like that, or curls, curling wands, or curling rods. So, you know, just about everybody curly, so.
We basically do the same things to get the same looks. It's just opposite. Like,
yeah,
we do things to get our hair straight. And a lot of people think that, like, white people, they do a lot of things to get their hair curly. So it's like, we both have what each other wants and we do different things to get it. I'm like, that's true to an extent, but I feel like, what about the people that genuinely do have like naturally wavy hair? Like, they have to go through and like straighten their hair and like worry about like it being frizzy and everything. I feel like they have it a lot worse because they also have to wash their hair a lot too. So their routines are like more, like they do more throughout the week. You know what I mean? Cause they like wash their hair like every day or like every other day, or every 3 days or whatever. I'm like, girl, I don't wash my hair. I wash my hair like every 2 weeks or every other week or whatever. So
and the standard it's pretty much for everyone is to have straight hair. So, like, just, you know, that invisible standard. So it's like everybody really, if you think about it, is like manipulating their hair. And it's just like, why? Like, what's wrong with how you are? So I don't know. It's just like taking a moment to just think about that even. Like,
right.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I think that's what you should leave your people with. Think about that. How do you feel about that? You know,
how you feel about all out the way? Yeah.
Why are we all out here trying to get straight hair? Who made straight hair a thing?
Yeah.
Whose idea was it?
Okay, hold on. We're getting political in here.
We're getting political. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going there today.
But yeah, thank you for coming on the show. You gave me a good hour.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tell everyone again where they can find you at.
Oh, yes. You can find me on Instagram at _IMKNicole, or you can find my crochet page at IMKNicole1.
It's lit. Sorry.
Yes.
I have some purposes and she's so creative, and like her crochet designs are so cool, and I'm ready for these new releases because you have like skirts and shorts, and I'm like, what, springtime?
Yes, I've been working so hard, just got done with my first fashion show, and now I'm like slowly plotting for my spring launch because it's very popular in the spring and summer months. So I'm definitely ready for that. You can go to my website, imknicole.com, and see the things that I have up there already. And just know that new things are coming soon. I can't wait.
There are links in the show notes.
Yes. Check it out. Oh, subscribe to me on YouTube as well. You can find me there. IMKNicole. I'm basically IMKNicole everywhere I look. But yeah, subscribe to my YouTube. You'll see me and Sierra on there acting crazy. But yeah.
Oh.
Our show is over. Okay? Our show is over.
Yes, Corey, that was so inspiring, and she really opened up to us about everything and kept it real, as always. Here's a few takeaways from today's show. Number one, sew-ins ain't for everybody. Number two, bleaching your hair will be cute, but you'll probably pay for it later. Number three, Play with color by using hair extensions and synthetic hair. Number 4, your natural hair is not going to be the same as anyone else's hair, and it's not going to look like anyone else's hair. Learn to embrace what you have and work with what you got. Number 5, you can be proud and curly without being natural. You don't have to have natural hair to learn how to love your hair and take care of it. So that wraps up episode 5 of the Proud and Curly podcast. If you felt like this episode was helpful and inspiring, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. And go ahead and check out the last few episodes if you haven't heard them already. And yeah, talk to you guys next week. All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcasts app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next Friday, stay proud and curly.